Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today I'm going to be joined by Remy Bader, who you probably know from her realistic hauls on TikTok. She has over 1.8 million followers. She absolutely blew up this past year. She is a curve model. She's also one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. She has been a mood booster here on the podcast. I love her body positivity, her confidence, and I just love following her journey, seeing her fashion, and just watching her live her best life. I think she's such an incredible role model, and we had such an amazing current mood convo for you guys. It's really vulnerable. We talk all about mental confidence, physical confidence, her best mood, worst mood of social media, and so much more. I feel like we really got deep, and I just fell in love with her even more, if that's even possible. But before that, let's jump into my best mood and worst mood of the week. My best mood this week is starting to get out of my own way. Just being in the process of getting out of my own way, taking steps to do that, like small steps, because obviously when you're someone that's kind of always stood in your own way and, you know, lived your life with a lot of fear and that mean voice in your head, it doesn't just click and happen overnight. But I found myself in the past week really taking a step back and like getting out of my head and not letting fear or myself or a problem in my head get in the way of something good. And it could be anything from just enjoying my day and letting things happen to like choosing not to send a text or how to send a text, just really stepping out of my own way and letting myself enjoy each moment of the day and trying to find something good in it. And it's my best mood because it just made for a lot of better experiences throughout the week. I think I've had a lot of stress lately. There's a lot of fear that's crept up. I just have a lot emotionally on my plate right now. And so the least I could do for myself is get out of my own way, not make it worse. Just kind of, like I said last week, put one foot in front of the other. But not just that, in a sense of like a numbing of that, because that's kind of just like continuing on, right? This is more so like making the conscious decision to think a good thought, think the positive version, to think out of love instead of letting my ego and fear get in my own way and make my decisions for me. And even if it's just an irrational fear of like, oh, I don't know, I'm not going to have enough time. Should I hang out with this person? Should I fly to Los Angeles on this day or fly to Chicago? Just all those little stressful things in life, just kind of getting out of my own way and being like, you're going to have fun when you hang out with this person. Like, you're going to be fine. Like, you don't need to make it a big deal. Get out of your own way. Enjoy it. And just kind of taking things one step at a time that way as well, kind of taking last week's best mood to the next level of really just living in the moment and focusing on the good and allowing and making space for more good things to come into my life instead of blocking them by just all of this fear and negative thinking and bad decision making. My worst mood this week is just feeling a little bit restless and a little bit kind of in that limbo thing, getting a little frustrated with it. I think it starts to become like that mood that you have to make sure you're not letting other people inflict on you, right? Because I feel like sometimes we forget that we are in control of our own moods. And I feel like my worst mood has just come from like outside things stressing me out when like inside I should actually be fine. And so I think my worst mood this week was like getting restless and frustrated just kind of with like the same questions and the same decisions and like just letting other people's own stress get to me and kind of piggybacking on that with my own. I don't know if that totally makes sense, but it's basically like if someone's like, oh, what's your plan? What's your short-term plan? What's your long-term plan? And then that like kind of just regular thinking that like, you know, other people think that way. Whereas, you know, I'm in a place right now where I'm really just trusting the process. I'm surrendered. I'm turning it over, putting one foot in front of the other and trying to enjoy the moment. I'm letting like that way of thinking intrude on my, you know, what I'm trying to do with my positive mindset. And then I start to get stressed and I start to get fearful and I kind of get a little restless. I feel like maybe I should be doing more. Maybe I should figure it out. I should probably have a plan, but if this plan doesn't work, then I can be afraid of it. So I should have fears about it. And so that was just like this like little worse mood where I would kind of start to let other people's questions or ideas or just anything just really like affect my mood. So I think that's why my best mood is like not getting in my own way and like really choosing to see the positive. And then also it's like when I had those little pieces of a worse mood of, you know, like something I could react to, or maybe someone putting an idea in my head of like, oh, that's actually a good thing I could be scared for. Like I could turn that into a negative because that's a good point. Just really not letting that little piece of a worse mood take over my week. But it's still, you know, you get annoyed and you get kind of like restless and you feel like maybe you should be doing more, maybe you should have more figured out and you don't know what to say. It's like sometimes, you know, other people don't understand the fact that you don't have it all figured out and it's okay to not know and it's okay to change course. And I think that I know that in my heart and I know that I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to be okay and I'm going to figure everything out, but I don't have all the answers right now. So sometimes when other people ask you for the answers, it could get annoying, but you have to remember that's just normal. People ask for answers all the time. They want to know, they want plans, they want answers. And you just have to be comfortable knowing that it's okay to not know and it's okay to take things one day at a time. And it's okay to see the positive in a situation, even when it could easily be overcrowded with fear. A side note of a best mood is that while you're listening to this, it means that the mood merch is live. This is like literally something you guys, we have been talking about for so long. You can finally shop mood merch. It is the best mood, worst mood collection because as you guys know, you can't have a best mood without a worst mood. You can't have a worst mood without a best mood. The worst moods make you appreciate the best ones and the best ones are there to get you through your worst ones. Like, it's okay to live in the gray area. It is okay to have both. You are only human. They go together. You're not going to just have one or the other. You're going to fluctuate in life, and you can wear them on the mood merch. We have two crew necks, two sweat shorts, a phone case, a tote bag that says Mood Booster on it, which is one of my favorites. We have this awesome embroidered Mood Dad hat. We have cute t-shirts that everything I think is gender neutral. Everything's in forest green or white. It's like this kind of like little summer camp vibe we have going on. But I think green is like the hottest color right now. And I do think it's going to go into fall. So grab it while it's hot. Just go to shoplaurenelizabeth.com. You can sign up for the newsletter there too to keep up to date with all new mood merch in the future as well. We ship worldwide, sizes small through 2XL. There's way more details on the website, but you can shop everything. And I'm so excited to see you guys wearing it. Make sure to tag us at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth on Instagram. I'm just so freaking excited. If there are two rooms in your home that deserve a refresh after last year, it's the bedroom and the home office. And with Article's perennial favorite Sven collection expanding to the bedroom with the new Sven bed, a slate of sleek modern desks, with so many storage options and so much more, this isn't just like refreshing, you guys. It's downright exhilarating. I'm absolutely obsessed with Article. I have a furniture shopping problem. I love home decor, and Article is the easiest way to make your space look more beautiful. They combine the curation of a boutique furniture store with the comfort and simplicity of shopping online. Article's team of designers focus on beautifully crafted pieces, quality materials, and durable construction. Anyone that comes over to my house asks me where things are from, asks me where they should buy stuff, and they're always so shocked when I say it's from Article because they're like, oh my gosh, but it's so affordable. And I'm like, I know. It's because you save up to 30% over traditional retail prices. Article is able to keep their prices low by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. So there's no showrooms, no salespeople, no retail markups. They have fast and affordable shipping. It's available across the USA and Canada and is free on orders over $999. So if you guys are moving, just want to do a refresh, anything you need, Article has the best stuff. It is my absolute favorite. And Article is offering my listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. All you have to do is go to article.com/mood and the discount code will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/mood to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. For this week's Mood Boosters, I've definitely had a crazy week of traveling. I'm in Los Angeles right now, so I just have to say, like, having my Los Angeles Mood Boosters again is so, so, so nice. I think doing things for myself and choosing to put myself first in its own right is a mood booster. I think I needed a little, like, me time. I needed a little sun time, just kind of like a little refresh. So it felt so good to kind of just be able to come to California, get sunshine, relax. I know it's maybe not the most attainable mood booster, and it's honestly not like the least stressful mood booster. I had to get on a plane. I have all these errands and stuff I have to do. I did get locked out of my house. I did have to stand in a line for 2.5 hours to get my rental car. I didn't have hot water for many days, but it's fine because guess what? I have mood boosters. I literally just sat in the backyard, listened to the sunshine. And one of the things I did, which is in part like one of the small pieces of my best mood and getting out of your own way, sometimes I feel like it's almost the smallest things that we tell ourselves in our mind that can get in our way. And for instance, like when I'm laying in the sun and I just want to relax, there's even like that little anxiety monster that's like, oh, you don't want to pick up the book. Like, you don't even know if you're going to like it. Or like, oh, like, why would you start this podcast? Who knows if you're even going to enjoy it. And I kind of like just told that voice to shut up. And so my mood boosters this week were obviously, yes, of course, reading. You guys know whenever I get out of my own way and pick up a book, it's magical and such a mood booster. I forced myself to pick up 2 different books. I started the How to Do the Work that is, I've mentioned it, I think, in a YouTube video. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but it's by the holistic psychiatrist on Instagram. And I started reading that on the plane. Love, love, loved it. Well, love, love, loving it because I'm not done with it yet. And then I switched a little bit too, because sometimes, you know, you could read nonfiction and fiction at the same time. And then I got back into reading The Good Sister. Yeah, why am I like blanking on all these book titles? The Good Sister by, oh my God, now I'm blanking on the author, Sally Hepworth. And I'm not even looking at the book. It's just clearly my brain is running slow from the sun. So definitely, obviously, got out of my own way, picked up some books. And then I also got out of my own way and I listened to 2 podcasts while bathing in the sun. Because you know how when you have anxiety, you always want to kind of like do the same thing because you know what to expect. That's why I listen to the Morning Toast every day. I know exactly what it is. I know what to expect. I know it's a mood booster. I know I'm going to love it. It's not all the time where I kind of drift off into other podcasts. I listened to this amazing, amazing episode that was such a mood booster on the Skinny Confidential, his and hers podcast, or is it him and her? You guys know. I mean, everyone knows their podcast. And it was with Dr. Amon, and it's all about brain health. And I know that might sound really boring, but it was so illuminating for just people that struggle with mental health issues, maybe even just any kind of focus or stress or sleep, fatigue, concentration, just like all of those things. It was just such an amazing episode that kind of just re-sparked that energy in me that loves learning about psychology and mental health and just our physical and mental health being intertwined. And it was so amazing because when I got out of my own way, I listened to that podcast. I shared it because when it's something makes me excited, when I love something, I want to share it. I mean, hello, that's what I do for a living. I just get so excited. I just want people to know. And then I ended up talking to people at the Amon Clinic, and we have some very exciting things up our sleeves. So it's like, you see, when you get out of your own way, you open up, you like yourself to just receiving more amazing things in your life. And I could have easily just like done something that was comfortable. And I know it sounds silly, but my girls with anxiety know sometimes you do have to push yourself to do the little things that you know are good, but you'd rather do something that you're kind of used to and you know, and it's more comfortable. So that is like definitely a small mini little lesson in mood boosting, to push yourself to do the mood booster that maybe you don't feel like doing. I promise you, you will feel better afterwards. And then my final mood booster is honestly going to be showering after this, because I don't know. I just think water is so healing. And me and Remy talk about it upcoming in this current mood combo. And it made me feel so seen. And I have been showering at my boyfriend's parents' house for the past like 5 days because they live close to me in California. And so, that was, a bonding moment for all of us. Just kidding. It was not weird at all. I just, I like having my own shower. I don't like asking for help. It's a character flaw. I don't even like asking to borrow water sources. So I'm very excited to take my own shower, do some self-care tonight, because I am a tan, sweaty mess from laying outside and in between all of my work calls and duties today. But it's good to have balance and take breaks. I think you guys loved last week's episode about balance, which makes me so happy. And I feel a lot of mood boosters on the horizon, you guys. I really, really do. And that's what happens when you get out of your own way. You guys, I am so excited because if you've been following me forever, you know that I am a Mejuri girl for life. Like, I designed a collection with them years ago. I wear all their stuff. Mejuri is the best place to get gifts. Like, it's an honor and a privilege to have this podcast sponsored by Mejuri. If you don't know Mejuri, you maybe have a healthy relationship with jewelry and Instagram, because if not, you'd be like me checking their new arrivals all the time. Mejuri makes fine jewelry for every day. They have new limited edition drops every Monday instead of seasonal releases like more traditional retailers do. And obviously, it's minus the traditional 10 times markup. We were able to literally get this cute little diamond necklace for my best friend's birthday back in June and split it, and it like literally wasn't that bad. And now she has a piece to last a lifetime. It's literally fresh new picks at fair prices. All the pieces are handcrafted by expert jewelers, ethically sourced and made to last. Obviously, Mejuri is the perfect gift, but it's also amazing for your damn self. Like, you think I haven't bought myself Mejuri before? I bought myself that diamond necklace like a year ago. And then I was just like, oh, we should get this for Jenna's birthday because it's amazing. And I know it is because I bought it for myself. There's also pieces for every budget and for everyone with women's, men's and unisex pieces. Like, you are not a true friend if you are not sending your friend's boyfriends links to Mejuri. I've been doing it for years. They have 14 karat solid gold staples that don't wear out or scratch easily compared to 18 karat gold. And they're perfect for those who don't want to think about taking their jewelry off like me. So if you have an active lifestyle and you're lazy, you like showering, you can wear Mejuri. It's great. They also have great freshwater pearls, ethically sourced diamonds, and milestone pieces just for celebrating, new job, birthday, etc. I literally posted this on Instagram the other day. Whoever says you have too much jewelry or like you have enough is like literally living in another world. They're on a separate planet. I don't care if I have to poke more holes in my ear or if I have to just have something on a rotation. If you love me, you're getting me jewelry as a gift. Like, it's just signed, sealed, delivered. If you need help deciding what to gift yourself, try virtual shopping, and you can live chat with a Mejuri stylist one-on-one. Visit Mejuri.com and use code MOOD for 10% off your first order. That's Mejuri.com, code MOOD for 10% off your first order. I will be using that code as well, so let's all use it together. Mejuri.com, promo code MOOD for 10% off. Speaking of getting out of your own way, I'm going to get out of your way, and let's jump into today's current mood convo with Remy. I think you guys are going to absolutely love it. Tag us on Instagram if you do, and make sure to go shop the merch. I'm so excited to have you on Mood. But so a few weeks ago, I was like in Chicago and I was like super depressed because I like split my time now. And I was doing my mood boosters and you were one of my mood boosters because I would wake up every morning and I would like go on TikTok and I would just like, I started following you on Instagram and I just am obsessed with your content. It just like makes me so happy because I've been on social media for so long and like as authentic and real as it's gotten, I feel like you really took it to the next level, which is like probably a lot of pressure to like carry, but like you really have like started like a whole like movement. And like, I want to know more about like how you started and like this community. Like, I just want to get into everything. So for those who maybe like don't know like how you started making TikToks of realistic hauls, what was that what was the starting TikTok for you?
Yeah. So, I started in September. So like not even a year ago of
holy
this
shit.
Past year. Yeah. That was my first video, but it wasn't the first video that even blew up. It like started getting bigger and honestly like January. So this was like very fast. Like I still can't even like fathom what's going on, but, no, it was because I lost my job in COVID. So I lost my job in July. And then I was like, what do I do with myself? Actually started applying to like being different influencers, assistants, like not even applying, like DMing anyone. Like I liked, like Claudia, like Hannah Burner, like Paige, like whoever. And I was like, I'll literally do it for free. Like, I just like love, I like need to stay busy, and I was losing my mind. And honestly, thank God that no one answered me, or like some people answered and then some people just like, it just never ended up happening. But then, you know, I ended up, my dad gave me the idea to apply to different modeling agencies as like a curve model, because I gained, you know, weight during COVID and before that. And signed with a modeling agency in the curve division. Wasn't getting any jobs then either, except for a few fittings because of COVID. And it's really hard to start a modeling career during that time. And then that was when in September, I was like, I never was like hugely into TikTok, but I started scrolling and then got on the side of TikTok, which was like curvy fashion. So it was other people that inspired me, but not what I'm doing now. Like I kind of just saw curvy, beautiful girls wearing cute clothes. And I was like, this is interesting. Like I never knew there was like this side, because I watched TikTok just to like laugh and like watch funny videos. So then I got inspired by like a few different creators to do like a celebrity lookalike, like Hailey Bieber in a size 16 body. So I did like three of those videos in like September, October, and like no one cared. And then it was like the fourth video I did, where it was totally unplanned, like did it for my friends, edited it together, like taught myself how to edit it, and then like put it up. And that's the one that blew up. And it was literally me. I'm pretty sure it was like Nasty Gal or Pretty Little Thing, where I was like, I just got this huge package. Like literally look how insane all this stuff looks on my body. Like it's nothing like it looks like on the photos online. I was like, why, you know, why does this happen? Like there's, let's be realistic. Like nothing that we buy, whether you're skinny, tall, short, curvy, plus size, whatever, is going to look the same as the model online. And it kind of blew up. I did another one the next day, and then it turned into my whole realistic haul series where I try on clothing. I feel like I've just been talking for an hour, where I try on clothing from different retailers, and I buy like a bunch of different clothes from those retailers, and I show the good and I show the bad, and I'm trying it on for the first time in front of the camera and showing my reactions and making, you know, people see that like we're all in the same boat.
Now I have a question though, and I think it's very pertinent to the situation. Yeah. Do you return the clothes that don't fit? And like, did you like, as you were blowing up, were you like, holy shit, I have to like shop all the time to keep this up?
Yeah. Like I also did not have any like money saved during COVID. Like I literally like was living off unemployment for a little once I lost my job. And yeah, I literally was like, oh my God, like when I do go and buy a haul, it could be like $700 to like $1,000. So yes, in the beginning I was like, all right, I have to return these clothes. And then, you know, would keep on the tags, whatever. It's not like I like wore them out and returned them. Yeah. And then it got a lot, but like, this is the difference from now. Like now that I'm doing brand deals and other things, and this is my full-time job, which is what it turned into a few months ago. It's like harder. Like I want to do more hauls and everyone's like, where are all your realistic hauls? But it's like so hard to manage all this. And like, also like, I'm now making money, but also it's like, I don't even have the time to go out, buy all these clothes, return all these clothes, like do everything. So I'm just trying to, I'm in a place right now where I'm like losing it a little, trying to figure it out, because I 100% want to do this. I love what I'm doing. I love that I can help people. I love that I'm changing the fashion industry. Like this is everything I could want and more, but it's super hard to just figure out like how it can be like something I love and how it could be a full-time job. But to answer your question, yes, I was returning stuff. And like now even I just realized today, like I have like three different like Zara, Target, and like H&M that I never returned. And now it's past the point. And I'm like so upset that I'm not going to get that money back. And I'm like, I have to be on my shit. So it's just very hard.
You need like a clothing assistant, honestly, because I mean, I get it. I think it's like, there's also like that pressure from followers and stuff for when you're doing brand deals of like, do you really like this? Like I even get, I'm sure you do, like from your girlfriends, like in real life being like, do you really like this?
Do you
product?
Really like this? When people message you, I'm like, yeah, I would. I literally like get sassy with my girlfriends. I'm like, yeah, or I wouldn't post it. Like you should know that.
Yeah. Like you think that like, I'm not like, you think I'm like that desperate or whatever to like do that. But I mean, I'm sure brands like obviously want to like showcase that their clothes like do look good on you. So like, have you had trouble? Like if, like, have you ever had like, you don't have to say like a brand, but like, do you ever like get stuff and you're like, how do I even make this work? Because like you want to stay authentic.
Yeah. So in the beginning, when I was doing it and getting like $500 for a brand deal, and it was the most exciting thing of my life, I would took whatever I could get, like, to be completely honest with everyone. I was so excited, like, what, I'm going to be paid to do this. So, and, but right away I was like, I don't want this to ever be inauthentic. So there was like one brand I did, I remember, got the clothes. It was due in a few days. And I was like, oh my God, none of this stuff fits me. They don't even go above a size 12. That was the only one I did. And I won't say the brand, but that I had to post the video. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to learn from this. I'm never going to work with this brand again. And I'm always going to get, and I tell my team this and everything, like, I need days to get it before, to get it sent to me, try on every piece of clothing. Like, there's huge brand deals I've shut down where I've had them send me 20 items of clothing because I wanted to work with them so bad. But if it really didn't fit, I absolutely can't. So I make sure I try on the clothes or the products or whatever it is before I commit to anything.
And have you like explained that on your social media so that people like understand that you're keeping it like consistent with like where you came from and stuff? Because now obviously all these like young girls and stuff look up to you and like you have become an influencer, but it's, you know, you're like the great kind of influencer that's actually like a good role model. And so are people like understanding of that? Do you get more personal on TikTok ever? Or do you stay more personal on Instagram?
No, I'm actually probably way more personal on TikTok. And then I forget. I have like 4,000 followers. No, I have like, from TikTok, like, no one gets that it's really not a big crossover. Like, it's very different followings. And I'm sure you know from like YouTube, like, I almost feel like YouTube and TikTok has more similar of a following. And then Instagram's like its own thing, because a lot of, I ask my followers and they'll be like, oh shoot, can't look at your TikToks, just don't have one, or can't look at Instagram, I think Instagram's superficial. So it's really separate for me. Where I then forget, it's not the same following and I don't repost that. Or I, if I'm talking about how I struggled with binge eating one day on TikTok, like, I usually won't post those videos on Instagram. I don't know if it's maybe just a nervous, like, okay, these are all my guy friends and these are all my personal friends and people on here. And like, at this point I say whatever I want. Like, when I did a weight video the other day for the first time in my life saying I weighed 250 on TikTok, I was like, literally noticed myself starting to block my guy friends from seeing it. And then I just, one of my guy friends, my best guy friend, the one that I blocked first, texted me and was like, really proud of you for doing this. And I literally told him, I was like, I'm not kidding, I just blocked you on Instagram. Like, I really didn't want you to see that. And he's like, what? You're crazy. So like, my, at this point, I'm trying to get more comfortable with posting everything I do on TikTok on Instagram. Now I lost what your question even was. What was your question?
No, you're totally answering it. Quick break to talk to you guys about Beta Brand. Getting back into your workout routine but not loving the uncomfortable workout clothes you used to wear, Beta Brand has the pants you never realized you needed. They're ultra-comfortable dress pant yoga pants, so your routine can now include clothes with professional style and comfort. Beta Brand's dress yoga pants are designed with the fit and flexibility of yoga pants, but they look like professional dress pants. They're literally so amazingly soft and stretchy and absolutely effortless. You just throw a pair on, add a cute top, and you'll literally be set with style and comfort for your workday. It's like the businesswoman special, but you can, like, you know, have a straight leg, skinny, cropped, bootleg, and more. And there's colors from classic black to fun prints like houndstooth, and they even come in denim styles. I have the houndstooth, and call me an Instagram model because they look fabulous. These pants are also made of wrinkle-resistant, stretch-knit fabric, so they look good all day and even travel well. Plus, they're machine washable and don't need to be ironed. The best part is, you guys, is they have pockets. We're talking comfort and function. No more fake pockets that are sewn shut. These pants are designed for a real woman who need real pockets, real pants. New colors, patterns, and styles are coming out all the time, so be sure to keep an eye out for limited time, new releases, because they really sell out fast, you guys. And while you're there, make sure to check out Beta Brand's ultra-flattering tops, skirts, dresses, and more. The dress pant yoga pants are just the tip of the iceberg. And right now, my listeners can get 30% off their Beta Brand orders when you go to betabrand.com/mood. That's BETABRAND.com/mood for 30% off your order for a limited time. And when you use my special URL, you're supporting my show too, you guys. Find out why women are ditching typical work pants for Beta Brand's dress pant yoga pants. Go to betabrand.com/mood for 30% off. Back to the podcast. Do you feel more pressure than from people in your real life now that you're like being vulnerable and posting stuff? Or do you feel pressure from the internet or both? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like you are, like you're carrying, like it's so easy to be vulnerable when you're alone in your bedroom. I mean, I've been doing it forever. And then you forget that like some people see it. Like I get so, I was literally at my boyfriend's house last weekend and his little cousin, so cute, went downstairs and started blasting my videos. And I was like, oh, I literally was like, come on, let's go to the basement. Show me where the remote is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I like, that's how I feel. Like, I don't care about anything of like the pressure of social media. Like it gets to me sometimes.
Yeah.
But like, for some reason I feel like weirder about like the personal stuff, but like you're so new to it. So really?
It was worse in the beginning. Like I've had my days where I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. When I get like really, I don't get like hate all the time, but there was like one day where there was like three videos I found. I mean, it was actually the only day ever that I found like this much negative stuff where it was like, her voice is annoying, this, she's fat, this, all this stuff. And like that got to me. But then like there's some days I don't care at all. But to answer that, it's so interesting how like, and I used to do this with like even like singing when I was like younger and stuff. Like I could like do anything in front of a million people because you're not focused on those people. And it doesn't affect you as much, especially if you're not pinpointing anyone or really looking into it. Like, just like if you're not reading every comment. But when you really think about, like, think about my parents who have always had a little thing with me, with my weight. And I've always like fought with them about it, as close with them as I am. Yeah. When they see me post the things about binging, but I'm not calling them and telling them about it, 'cause I don't want them to know. And then my mom's calling me last night, like, is everything okay? Like, it's like, yeah like that bother. That's like, more like, I think when I post, I'm like, okay, so my mom's going to see this. My guy friend's going to see this. My friend's going to see this when I just told everyone I'm doing better. Like that's the stuff that like is still hard for me, because I'm like, it is weird. It's like, I'm announcing it to the world, but not to them. I don't know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I mean, totally. Like even sometimes when I'm like, oh yeah, I have so much anxiety and like, I feel like depressed. And then like my friends or whatever will be like, are you doing okay? I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing great. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's so weird. But I feel like too, it's, you know, once you kind of almost like get vulnerable on the internet, it's kind of like what you're associated with, right? It's like, for me, I'm associated with like having mental health like issue. Like, not that what either of us are associated with is negative, but people do like turn to, you know, people on the internet to get like inspiration. But sometimes you feel like you have to like almost keep yourself tied to it. So as like, you know, you're more vulnerable about your weight and stuff, do you feel like your relationship with your body has changed because of filming yourself and putting yourself out there? Like, do you feel like you have to stay a certain size, or you, like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
no,
is it a different kind of relationship?
I had this conversation with my mom on the phone last night, and it was like, sometimes I choose to be open with them and then I get like frustrated and I'm like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. That's literally what happened last night. But, you know, she was asking me about it, and I said, you know, it's really frustrating because it's a lot of back and forth for me, but I'm like, I almost feel like everyone's now praising me for how amazing I look at 250 and how much confidence I'm giving them and how they wish they could look like me and be confident. So then it's like, that's, I'm not happy with my body right now, but that's actually taking away from the motivation of me losing weight or exercising or not binging and doing all these things. 'Cause I'm like, well, the rest of the world likes me the way I am, but realistically I'm not fully happy the way I feel. So I'm like literally in this middle ground of like 100%, like all of my followers have changed the way I feel about myself in like the best way possible. Like in the past year, like I never would have continued doing this. It's like, I had my sister always said, like, you are obsessed with your teeth. Like you're crazy. Like I always just hated my teeth because they're like forefront or fake. And everyone always comments, we love your teeth. We love your teeth. And now I like my teeth. So it is really crazy, like in that way. But again, from when I started the videos, and I do tend to scroll back even 9-10 months ago, I also was like 30 or whatever pounds less there. And now I notice I have way more stretch marks. I look bigger. I'm not. So it's like a very back and forth of like, thank you all for making me feel better. But now I'm in this really weird place of like, what the hell do I do from here? Because I felt so awesome when I posted that video. I'm 250 and I look good in this video. And then I'm looking at myself in the mirror 2 nights ago and like crying because I'm like, oh my God, I look so bad. It's like the weirdest thing.
Well, especially when you can see like exactly how you looked 10 months ago and like everyone fluctuates and like looks different. I feel like a lot of times you like look back and it's like, it's so black and white. It's either like, oh my God, I was so pretty. What happened to me?
Yeah.
Or it's like, oh my God, what was I like wearing? What was I thinking? But I, you know, I think it's one of those like hard situations of you want to be happy with your body. And I think that I saw you post on Instagram. I think it was like you reposted from TikTok about how you were like, I'm not happy with my body. And like, I have been struggling with binge eating and stuff. And I think it's, you know, it's almost like the power to be the one in control of your own life and your own body. And so it's, you know, it's one of those things where like, I was just so curious because you know, you want to do this full time. You want to keep the people happy and loving you. And like, I would be afraid to change my appearance if, you know, I was a model or whatever it is, which like I'm not, luckily, which is why I don't record my podcast on video. But I, you know, I think that it's interesting to see how your relationship has changed with your body on social media, because even if you don't have a big following, you know, now it's just a thing that people do in their everyday life of just taking pictures of themselves. And like, you know, even like I'll go out with my girlfriends in Chicago and they're like, oh, I look like fat in that. Can you face tune it? And I'm like, why would you do that? You know? And so I think it's like this like double-edged sword of like, you're inspiring so many people and you look amazing, but it's like me as just like a human being, I'm like, I want you to be happy. You know what I mean? And so it's like that, I hope that your community like understands that. And I think it's also more about how you feel, right? Like if you feel good at 250, 350, like whatever it is, that's amazing. But if you don't, you don't. And so I, you know, I just as a human being hope that like you continue to get the love and support as you like continue on your journey. And I, like that kind of like goes into, you know, like a lot of people were saying like, what's Remy's like best mood and worst mood of TikTok? Because, you know, like the highs and the lows, and like, you've kind of answered it, but if you had to like name a best mood and worst mood of even just like the past year, cause your life is like, like you're like a full blown celeb, like, which by the way, like, did you even like, hold on, I'm just going to backtrack for like 2 seconds. Like when you were like applying to jobs and like working in like the workforce of America, did you ever like want to be like in social media and like an influencer or like a model? Cause like now you're just like Oprah to me, you know?
Well, thank you. I don't feel that way, but it's a very weird, I don't know. Like, I think deep down I was like, no, I truly would have dreams of like, I just wish, I remember looking at when I was back in the day when like Girl with No Job started, and that was like not like, she was my obsession. I know you're friends with her also. And I literally would like be like, this is, that to me was the first relatable person to me that was an influencer, that was just funny. And people liked her for doing shit that like I would do to my friends and stuff. And I was like, wow, this is so interesting. And it would actually make me upset when I would then, that started becoming more of a thing, because I was like, I do feel like I have a lot to offer to the world that aren't just typical influencer things. And I just, it's unfortunate that I'll never be able to do it. Like I just was like, I wish I could do something like this. Wasn't modeling 100%, wasn't that, wasn't, like, it was like, I didn't know what it would be. I was just, I wish I could just get the attention of people, because I feel like I have so much to share, which I think is what I'm doing now. Like, I don't even think I'm known for one. I mean, I'm known for the realistic calls, but I touch on so many things because it's just my life of how I'm feeling and what I'm dealing with and whatever. So I think I deep down wanted it, but it wasn't even a thought of like, this will happen. So I just was like, okay, I've always had an amazing internships. I have a great resume. Like, I'm going to work at a sick company. And I worked at Bravo TV out of college. Then I worked in the music industry. And I was like, I'm going to do cool things with talent. And I'm going to be the one that they want to work with. But like, I never will be the talent. So this was a complete, like, it still is shocking to me. Like, I don't believe, like, when people are like, like what you just said, like, oh my God, you're like a celebrity. I'm like, no, like, it's like still not clicking in my mind. I'm like, what is happening?
What's like the coolest thing that like you've done? I mean, like, I know you're like revolving around the world. Like I was telling her before we started the podcast, I was like, I just check your Instagram to make sure you were in the country. Cause I'm pretty sure you were in Greece 45 seconds ago.
Yeah.
But like, what's like, what do you love most about like what you do now?
I think actually like when I do certain interviews and I've seen myself on TV and then like take a moment alone and like watch it afterwards. And I'm like, you know, and then getting the responses I get from people. And this is also to answer your question of like best mood, I guess, about everything is because like when I actually take that time alone to like really realize what's going on and I'm just getting like thousands and thousands of messages of people saying like, I have completely changed their life. Like I've, you know, they literally just sat in their room and never wanted to leave their room. And because of me, they do. Like, those are the things I think that like make me truly so happy. How could I not be happy that I'm helping this many people? So I guess like reflecting on like what I'm actually doing is like the best possible mood and part of it. And then like, I guess just to answer like the worst part would be just all the, yes, the negativity that comes with that, me being 100% a very sensitive person. And like on some days I don't care, but on a lot of days I do. And also just being on 24/7, always feeling like I, like my sister messaged me yesterday when I just posted at like 7 a.m. and she's like, I'm sorry, like, do you sleep? And I'm like, no, because I'm just constantly like, feel like I need to offer myself to continue doing the things I'm doing to like my team, brands, fans, followers, everyone except myself. And that's where I'm trying to figure out how to, like you said, put myself first. And to, and what you said before made me think too, like having yourself and like controlling yourself. Like I don't control myself. Like I actually have no self-control and like let everything else control me. So I'm just struggling with trying to figure all of that out. And that comes along with having a huge audience of people. Like I let everyone else kind of like dictate my mood.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like also when you kind of maybe are like prone to that in your real life, like in my real life, personal life, I'm a people pleaser. My world revolves around other people. Like I'm super sensitive.
Yeah.
And you know, like it's when you get online, it's like very easy to take those personality and character traits that like kind of fuck you up a little bit in your personal life.
Well, yeah, they're not going to go away. Like now it's just like your,
exactly. And now it's like all these like random people and you get like, like I'm someone that gets like super defensive and I get really hurt because I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe that like you think I'm a bad person. Like if you just knew me.
And then I try and explain to every individual person and I'm like, I can't do this to everyone in the world. So
yeah. And then it's like, you see that there's like three more DMs that are similar and I'm like, should I copy and paste it? Should I post a story? Does everyone hate me? But I think it's like, you know, it's a trait also that, because like, I think with every like bad thing is a good thing of like, you have this like wall of protection around yourself because you care and you, you know, you want to be a very authentic person. Like I always say, like, if it didn't affect me, like maybe I'd be a sociopath or a serial killer. So like, I guess it's kind of good that like, I do care a little bit.
I think there's a reason that we're in the place that we are and there's people that follow us. And like, I think a big part of that is because of you saying that you have similar traits that I do. Like if I wasn't that person and I didn't give a shit about anything and I didn't care what anyone thought about me, like, yeah, like that's great for a lot of people that like really don't care. Like I always say, I just wish I didn't care what people think.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think that's what makes it like me a very realistic person and makes people like understand. And I don't know. I think it's always been a good and bad part to me. Like, I think it's just like, it, no matter what it's like, but I do think that the one thing I could do with having a following right now is try and care less what people think, but every other part of me being sensitive and being a people pleaser and understanding, like, that's what makes this what it is, me responding back to everyone and wanting to help them and wanting to, you know, do what I do. Like if I wasn't a people pleaser, that would never be happening. And I would just like never answer anyone and not care. And then people wouldn't like me for that. So I don't want to change anything about myself, but I would love to like put myself first a little more.
I literally said this on a podcast, like, I think like a few months ago, because I was in LA. So there was like this one I did with this woman who wrote a book about boundaries. And I was like, my biggest fear is that if I put up boundaries and like do say no to things or like maybe stop caring a little bit, that like those traits that I like, because they are good and I like them about myself, like will go away. And she's like, they don't go away. Like you're still who you are. And like, you're still going to like nurture and care about people and like be authentic, but like you're actually going to have more energy because like you like do focus on yourself and you do put yourself first. But it's obviously like a super long journey. And in the meantime, obviously here at Mood, we focus on mood boosters to like if you're like having a really bad night or anything, like I need to know if you even have mood boosters. Cause like I'm getting like this like weird feeling of like looking in a mirror and being like, oh my God, don't do what I did. Like I burnt out, like, and I had to go off social media for like a whole month, but you're not there yet. But like, just gonna like give you caution of like, I will come to your house and like strangle you and make you do self-care. But what are like, even just like two mood boosters that like when you're coming back from like a revolve around the world, or you just like filmed a bunch of hauls, like what do you do for yourself?
Well, actually I was really lost in that the other day. I like 3 nights ago was having like a full complete panic attack for no reason. Like I actually like everything was fine and I couldn't even like tell you. I think just like being in my small apartment and just realizing I have so many things to do, and I put it off for 3 days because I got back from Greece and whatever. And I really didn't know what to do. And it's like, I have all these people and like support, but when those moments happen, I feel very alone and I don't want to like burden other people with that, which sounds so silly because you always should reach out to people if you feel like you need to. So I wrote in, you know, a group chat with, that wasn't even like a random group chat with a few of my friends. And I was like, I'm really freaking out. Like, what do I do right now? One of my friends was like, go to the roof and get air. Like, you haven't left your apartment in 3 days. It's probably an issue. So I tried going to the roof, door was locked. I was like, oh my God. I literally went downstairs on the street, like 11 PM, like on the street, on the corner of the street, called my mom freaking out. She's like, you need to do something. I'm like a weirdo when it comes to the shower. Like I will, the water calms me down. So I took a shower for 45 minutes and I sit in my shower. Like I sit always.
God, I did that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. That's my like main thing. It actually, for the first time ever, didn't help. And I was like, something's really wrong. but then I was like, okay, instead of freaking out, calling everyone and panicking, like what can I do right now? Took a little CBD. That didn't even really help. So I literally lit a candle, turned off all my lights, put on Love Island, and I did a face mask, and it like slowly ended up going away. But that was like an abnormal night where like I tried a lot of things and I was like, holy shit, how do I get myself out of this? Do I post about this right now? Should I ask for tips? Because I do that a lot. But I was just like, I don't even want to always involve everyone. Like I need to find ways. So a lot of my friends were like, why don't you meditate? Why don't you do this? And I've never done that. A lot of people say it would be wonderful for me to try. I just like haven't. My mom was like, why don't you go on the Peloton? I'm like, because it's 11 p.m. at night. I'm not doing that. Would that have probably helped? Like maybe. So I'm in a place where I need to just really start figuring out like what will make me feel better, because I get a little too often, I think, in a panic or anxiety and all these things where I don't know what to do.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think that like a lot of the stuff when it's like meditating or journaling, like the time to start isn't when you're like already having a panic attack. You know what I mean? Like that's not going to help.
I'm like, absolutely not right now.
Yeah. But like, cause if you aren't used to journaling, then you're having a panic attack and you're starting something new.
Yeah.
That would freak me out. Like I'm weird too. Like I go in and out of like what makes me feel better and all that stuff. But so funny. I literally sat on the floor, not on the floor, but like on the ground of the shower, floor of the shower, whatever it's called. And I was like, this is like, I feel so dramatic right now because it's like not like the bathtub kind of shower. It was just like the flat one. And I was like trying to breathe and like having the water. And I was like, is this like a scene from like fucking Grey's Anatomy? Like,
I do that every day. Every single day.
Well, now I feel better about it because I felt so dramatic. I was like, I'm watching way too much TV. But it's funny, like I always say that TV is a mood booster for me, especially like reality TV, because it's like you just get out of yourself for a second. Yeah. Especially like you don't go on social media, because like social media, it does make you think about yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you're not posting, and like watching something like Love Island, like you just get to like laugh and be like, oh my God, my life could be like a way bigger shit show.
Yeah. That is my like
Ramona Singer. You know? Like literally,
that's my number one answer for you. It's Love Island. Like I'm not kidding. Love Island. I will sit in my bed and I will smile, at my TV and I'm like, wait, something's wrong with me. Like, that's how much it makes me like happy. And I'm not kidding. That's like my go-to.
I literally could not relate more. Like, if I'm having a really bad night and I will let myself stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning watching TV. Cause I'm like, this is making me feel better. I'm laughing. I'm smiling. I feel fine. Like, I'm not going to shame myself for like not getting a good night's rest and being perfect and waking up and doing a morning routine. Like, I'm watching fucking TV till 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Everyone's self-care is different.
Do you watch Love Island?
Okay, Claudia and Jackie like talk about it all the time and like yell at me and I just like, I don't understand it, but like, I guess I can start binging it, but it's on 5 nights a week and it's like, okay. Oh my God.
They're watching US though. And actually UK is the best one, more better than US. Like if you were ever to start, you should start from like, if you're a big Love Islander, you know, like there's like 3 like seasons like you need to watch first and they're like on Hulu and like you have to start with like
On Hulu.
Yeah, you have to start with the UK ones. Like those are the best. Like I'm actually interested if they have watched UK because it's a game changer compared to US one.
Okay, I'm gonna like once I'm like out of my Grey's Anatomy hole, which like I don't even know how I got there. Love. Like sometimes like life just takes a turn. I'm definitely starting that because like Grey's Anatomy is starting to give me like a little bit of anxiety with like the guts and the stuff. Like I have to like close my eyes quite often. I don't know why. Yeah. Like it didn't bother me for like 4 seasons, and now all of a sudden I'm like getting nauseous. But that's just, you know, where I'm at right now. You have a podcast. You're officially a podcaster. Tell everyone a little bit about it and where they can follow you for more stuff, because I'm sure there's much on the horizon.
Yes. So just started a podcast with Connor Wood. He's at Fibula on TikTok.
I did not even know that was his real name.
Yes, I know. No one knows him as Connor Wood. So we are doing this together with iHeartRadio and it's called Talk Show Podcast, T-O-K Show Podcast. Mm. And that's the handle on TikTok and Instagram and everything. And also it's on YouTube. It is a video podcast as well. We just interviewed, we're only doing our 6th episode today, but we're interviewing different TikTokers and people that kind of like started like us, like literally starting on TikTok. And then also other people that maybe didn't start on TikTok, but are on TikTok now. So that's kind of, you know, our whole thing is like, it's not a drama podcast. It's not to like talk shit. It's literally supposed to be like about TikTok and then about how people started their journey and about them and fun games with them and just like good vibes. So listen, follow, and then if you want to follow me, if you don't already, it's just my name at Remy Bader, R-E-M-I-B-A-D-E-R on Instagram and TikTok.
We love easy, simple branding. Truly, we do. Thank you so much for coming on Mood. You guys, if you don't follow her already, which I'm sure you do, go give her a follow.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode of Mood. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and you can follow me at Lauren Elizabeth on Instagram. And make sure to follow Mood at Mood with Lauren Elizabeth. Shop the merch. Feel free to leave us 5 stars in the Apple Podcast Store because that would boost my mood. And being kind to other people actually boosts your mood as well. It's a win-win situation. Leave a nice review. Buy a piece of merch. Support our sponsors is supporting our show. Thank you guys so much, and I will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.